Sunday satsang, March 20th. Someone asked a question and said, one devotee asked, I lost my father some years ago, and I often dream of my father, or I think of him, and I miss him, and I become overwhelmed by feelings of separation. Become very disturbed in my mind because I don't feel I served or did enough for my father. Are such feelings good for bhajan or not good for bhajan? Such feelings are not good for bhajan. We're supposed to be akanta. We're supposed to be fixed on Krishna. The definition of pure bhakti is anyabhilashita shunya gana karma adinabritam. So there shouldn't be any coverings of karma in our bhakti, our devotion. Our devotion, our shravana, hearing and chanting, remembering, serving Krishna, meditating Krishna, chanting his name. These are lokik bhavas, feelings for the body, feelings for family. These are temporary materialistic feelings. As we have to read the Bhagavatam, 11th canto of Song of the Avanti Brahman, and other sections that talk about this material life and material family. We've had thousands and thousands of mothers and fathers that come and go, our bodies come and go. That's just the movements of time. It's all we have. We may have remembrance of our father, and we offer a shrad or a pind on Ashwin Krishna Paksha. We can do puja for our ancestors, offer them Mahaprasad, Krishna Mahaprasad, and do kirtan for them to benefit their soul and the progress of their evolution of their consciousness through different bodies and different births. But to get wrapped up in remembrance of them or thoughts of them, it's pratikul to bhakti, it's against bhakti, it's not anukulya. Anukulina Krishnanu Shionam Bhakti Uchate. Bhakti Uttama. Uttam Bhakti is anukulya for Krishna, it's favorable for Krishna. Our thoughts should be favorable for Krishna. Our activity should be favorable. Favorable means acceptable, and favorable means pleasing. Krishna is pleased when we're thinking of Radharani, or thinking of him, or glorifying him, or crying for him, or crying for Radharani. No, it's not, it should be recognized as maya, attachment to the body, wife, husband, children, father, mother. That's why Krishna is preaching in Gita, chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Gita, verses 12 through 30. They're called the Aham Brahmasmi chapter. Aham Brahmasmi section of verses. Chapter 2 of Gita, verses like 11 to 30. Krishna is trying to convince Arjuna, you're not the body, these aren't your relatives, it's not your teacher, your father, your grandfather, cousin, uncle, nephews, whatever. You're not the body, you're eternal. Never is a time and you did not exist, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. You or all these kings that'll die, they're eternal. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. For the soul, there's no death. The soul is eternal. So this is false lamentation. And Krishna says, well, speaking learned words, you're lamenting for that which is not worthy lament. Shochanan vishochastram pratyag. What verse is there? That's right in the beginning of the section. This section, the Aham Brahmasmi section, 2:11 to 2:30. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, this is chapter 2 of Gita Upanishad, verse 11. Ashochyan anvashochas tvam pragyavadam shabashase katasum agatasum shcha nanashochanti pandita. Pragya Vadam Chabasha. You're speaking like a Pragya. You're speaking words, you're speaking language like a Pragya, but you're a Pago. You're not a Pragya. Arjuna, you're not a Pragya, you're a Pago. Sri Bhagavan said, while speaking learned words, you're lament for those who are not worthy of lamentation. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. So this is the beginning of Krishna's instructions to Arjuna. And Krishna ends his instructions to Arjuna in 1866 by saying the same thing. Nana Sochanti Masushat. Don't lament, don't worry, just surrender to me, everything will be all right. So rather than wasting energy worrying about our father, we didn't serve him or missing him, we should use our mental energy to remember Bhagavan. That Krishna is our maintainer and protector and the perfect object of our love. So the answer is favorable. These feelings of father, just let go. He's gone. He's taken another birth. He's playing and skipping, enjoying life. Don't lament. Don't waste time feeling like that. Cry out. Sing songs of Sharanagati. Sing bhajan Sharanagati bhajans. Surrendering and crying out to Krishna for his mercy. This is more practical. If you start seeing your mind slipping into these things, then read the Gita chapter 2, verses 11 to 30, and sing songs of Sharanagati, Jai Radhe.